ครับผม
But it's already 10:40.
Yeah, so I'm not going to take it away from you. Just enjoy it for the 7:00. It was a nice one.
Originally, I was going to make two things out of this. So, but it seems like this is going to be the Torah, the Torah part. So, it would be an injustice to my uncle if we wouldn't say some Yoredei aspects. But it's not going to be hard to voice side because it's connected to Chanukah. And again, Rabbis, I'm happy I have Chachamim that are able to hear this, and I appreciate it. And that's where my uncle's loss really is felt, because I really have not gotten over the blow of the loss of my uncle personally to me, because, like I said, because personally, I was able to call him at any given time, and he was personally Rebbe, Chavrusa, you name it. And anybody when things weren't going right in my life, I would just go to his house and say, you know, if he's able to live like that, then I'm able to live like that. So I still have not, I'm still reeling the blow, really. So let me just say something as far as the other day is concerned. But let me just preface one thing with Chumash. It says, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef, this is very short, and I'm going to have to say. Yosef, he had more than just Yosef. But Yosef was he was the one that he gave over the Torah to Yosef. That was his prime tolda. And that's what the Mefarshim say. I can't pinpoint it, but they all say it. That's why it says Yosef, he was the one that was given over the Torah of Yaakov. He was the ziv of the ukuno of Yaakov. I feel in a way, as far as even though my brother learned with him a lot of things, I feel when it comes to Yoredei, I feel that I am the. I feel that I was the. He gave me a lot of the Torah of Yoredei. Okay, let me start with this. The Mechaber says in Siman Tzadik Tes in Yoredeia that it says if you have, normally one is not allowed to be Mevatel Isla Chachila. You're not allowed to be Mevatel Isla Chachila means you're not allowed to, if something falls in to a mixture, so it becomes Batel, certain 60, 100, 200. You're not allowed to throw in Isser into the, into Heter and say, okay, I'll be Mevatel myself. This is an Isser, the right side of this Isser to do so. Now, what happens if it's an Issa Derabbanan? So, it's a Machlokas Machaber Ramah in Siman Tzadik Tes. That the Chaber is like this. Again, you cannot throw it in an Issa Derabbanan. But if it fell by itself and there isn't enough to be Mevatel the Issa Derabbanan, the Mechaber says, "Marva olav mivatel." You're allowed to throw in more in order to mivatel the iser. The Amar says, "No." V'yesh om de'ein levatel iser derabbanan olahosif olav. You're not allowed to be mivatel an iser derabbanan or to add on it. So, what is this machlokes? The Machtaz explains that it has to do with the Gemara in Beitza. It's one of the last things we were learning. Beitza, it has to do with the sugya in Beitza that it's talking about wood that fell into an oven on Yontif. And The Gemara says that Shemar Baleim Eitzim Mukhanim Madlikam. That one can add on Eitzim, in other words, the Eitzim were Muksa. One can add on Eitzim and Yuvatl them. And the Gemara says that, so you see that that's the Raya, like the Mechaber, like the Rajba, that says that one can add on to an Isser. And the Yesh Omer, meaning the Ramah, is the Rosh, that says, Shani Hasam Be'etzim Demikli Kali Yisura. Now, the Gemara in Beitza, really, the Gemara says that in this case, it's the Isser is a lighter Isser because the Isser is being burnt. But the Gemara did not really go on that Gemara. If you look at the Gemara there, the Gemara was really going on the fact that it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin, because mukta, in other words, after yontif, it's not mukta anymore. So the question is over there. If you look at that Gemara in Beitza, So if you look at that Gemara in Beitza, it's not so poshut that that teretz is also going on what ein mevatel lechatchila. So the Rosh learns that that svara of Mikli Kali Yisura means that the Isser is being burnt. That's why in this case you're allowed to be Mavatl Isser, because it's not really benefiting from this. The Isser is being burnt. And that's why in this case you're allowed to go ahead and be Mavatl the Isser. Gemara is in the beginning of Mesach Beitza. I'm not going to, that's only just for a second. And, So the Gemara says, "Hani mili." This is the makar. Hani mili, but the rice of an avonim avatl. Now, it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. We have Ashi damad called davar sheyesh lamatirin. How could you do that? It's a davar sheyesh lamatirin because after yontif, it's not muks anymore. So the Gemara says, "Hani mili heichad the isa li sura beinei." But here, it's not a problem because Mikli Kali Yisur means the Isser is being burnt. So the Rosh learns that that Mikli Kali Yisur is also going on the original thing of Eitzim Vatel Nisan L'Chatchila. Thank you for this guy. That's what I want. That's this Machloek. Problem is, when it comes to Chanukah, and both the Shach and Taz asked this question. Shach and Taz asked the question that in Hilchos Chanukah, what to do with the leftover oil that falls into, let's say, hetadika oil. So the Mechaber in Tafrish Ayin Zayin says that Yesh Mishaymer, that is also, the Mechaber is a stira, because here the Mechaber says by Yisra Abon, you can throw in more. So the Mechaber Shitas should say that, if no problem, take more oil and add it on and Nimvatl. That's the question that's being raised by both the Shach and the Taz. Now, so, the Shach here gives two terutzim, two or three terutzim. The Chavos Das gives a teretz, and then there's one more teretz by the, which is, let's just quote just quickly the terutzim. So one teretz is, V'shem Yesh L'chalek, the Shach says, T'hosam kim t'huk t'l mitzvah s'chomer t'fei. Meaning that Chanukah is a worse type of Isser. It's not only is it otzer, it's an iser hanok. It's hooked to the mitzvah, so means, and that makes it worse. It's not a stam derabonim. Oh, so pashas does not mean hanok because it's hooked to the mitzvah because of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The Chavos Das seems to say that it's hanok. We'll get there in 1 second. But then he says, and then he says that this Yesh Misha Omer that says that it's Osir in Hilchos Chanukah is the Maharam in Wittenberg, and he says that the Maharam says himself that, you know why he gives a teretz, you know why it's not comparable to the case of Eitzim Shenashu Min HaDekel, because Shani Hossam, the Ein Nenemir Ad Acher Biurun. In other words, you only benefit from light, you only benefit from wood after it's burnt. In other words, you're not benefiting while it's being burnt. After it consumes the wood, then you get heat from it. But here, your nene mimenu b'shosh haner doylek. It's different than the candle wood. The reason why it's usher is because it's not benefiting it from while after it's burnt. It's being benefiting it while it's being burnt. In other words, while the ner is being burning, you're benefiting from him. That's why it makes it worse. That's his teretz. Then he asks, so why did he just say, if it's true that there's such a thing, hutzel mitzvah soy, why didn't he just say that the reason why it's worse is because it's hutzel mitzvah soy? So the Shach on the Course of Kesef answers that, because maybe muktzah is also the type, muktzah maybe, it's also a type of muktzah. It's not, it's a hutzel, in other words, it ate him, which were not prepared, it could be a deraisa, maybe that's why he didn't say it. Those are the two truths in the Shach gives, and comes along the Chabas Das, and gives one more teretz, and then we'll say, which is what I want to get to, which is really the Machzor Shek. I'm just trying to propose all the possible teruts into this kash. So, just read the, yeah. Ayin Shach Shehikcha Minei Chanaka, V'nir Adish Lachalik Ben Issa Achilil Issa Hano. This is, you see, apparently you see what Rav Solomon was saying, it's not that, in Hukta Mitzvot, it's not because of Hano. He says, Chavos Das is the reason, in other words, it's Hano. Meaning, he says, when you come to Issa Achila, in other words, if you mevatel it, you're not anymore tasting it. What he's saying is that even if you hold that you're not allowed, in other words, by Chanukah, you're not allowed to meaning you're not allowed to have hanah from the, so even if I mevatel it, the Maisa, I'm having hanah from the oil. That's why it's worse by Ner Chanukah, because Chanukah is Isser Hanah, and therefore that's why you're not allowed to. That's why it's not Bittel doesn't work over there. That's why Bittel doesn't work over there. Okay, now that's what he says. Over here, even if you mevatel it, you know, it's still you're still having the Bais Lamais. You're still having Hanah from it. If you mevatel a food, you don't taste it. But here, you're still getting benefit for the fact that it's being burnt. You're still getting benefit. Comes along the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham asked this question in Hilchos Chanukah. And you know what the Magen Avraham says? The Magen Avraham says, you know why you're not allowed to use this oil, even though it's Nisr Rabbanon? Because, and Moshe, you're going to love this much, because it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What does that mean? It's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin means that I can use it next Chanukah. Why do I have to use it now? I'll use it next Chanukah. Says that's what the Magen Avraham answers. In Hilchos Tofresh Ayin Zayin. It's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And which means that, what does the Rosh Hashanah say for those people that don't know? That means that something which has a way out, you can't use Bittel because you can wait it out. Why should I employ the dinim of bittel when I can wait it out? So why, if you want to tell me to use this, you want to tell me you want to use this oil? Just wait it till next Chanukah and you use it then. Now there is a problem with delaying using Ner Chanukah is that they don't want you to come, don't want you to do that because they're afraid that you'll be nichshon, you'll use it during the year. They don't really allow you, but so therefore, but like the Machzor Shekel puts it, there is the fact that they created an Isser, they're not going to make you benefit and say, and therefore it becomes now not a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and therefore will be bottled. The Chum wouldn't do that. In other words, they don't want to gain by the fact that they made it Osir. They won't want to gain. There's one big problem that has to be taken care of here, Rabbi Yisai. If it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, the problem is that how could, the halacha is that with this Ner Chanukah, I mean, that you're not allowed to go ahead and add on to make it. You're not allowed to. Mechab says, "Yesh minu." You're not allowed to add on mivaklet. But if it falls in by itself and there's 60, you're allowed. The halacha of a dova sheyesh lamatirin is that it's never bottled. So that's the kasha that the Berhetiv asks on the Magen Avraham. If it's true that it's a dova sheyesh lamatirin, how could it be bottled? if it's, you're telling me that I can't add to one because it's a davar sheish avatiyu, so how could it be batal if it's a davar sheish avatiyu? This is the kasha the Berhetiv asks here in Hilchos in Sadik Tes over here. How could it be batal? This is the dichotomy. How could it be batal? So I thought of one teretz right away, and then I saw the Machzor Shekel answers this. But let me just tell you one teretz I thought right away, and that is as follows. It's not, and this I hear Moshe telling me this, ringing in my ears. A davar sheyesh lo matirin is something that's inbuilt, built in. He used to also because the Rav crafted the English. I guess the Rav's Torah was ringing in his ears how he said it, and then he told it to me how he said it. I can't explain it, but that's what he said. That it has to be inbuilt. It's not called the davar sheyesh lo matirin. The typical example is chametz. Chametz means that. But no, forget it. Chametz is never the story. The typical is tzli and melicha. That's the typical cat. Meaning like this. If a piece of meat that was not salted falls in to meat which was salted, what's the halacha? Is it batal or not batal? So the answer is, it's batal like everything else. The problem is, why is it batal? It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because you know how you can get rid of this piece of meat? You can get rid of it by using its sleeve. You can be soiling the piece of meat. You can put them all into roast them all, and therefore it should be mutter. So how could it be bottled? The answer is, as the Shach explains over the Hilchos Melicha, because the reason why it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it was always mutter to sleeve. It's never that the issur of Melicha became mutter. To be toilet, that was always there. Here too, you're telling me that, you know how I establish this material? Because I can use it next Hanukkah. It never went away and became mutter. That, in other words, you're telling me that I can use it. It's always usable for next Hanukkah. That's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The issur becomes mutter. The issur is not becoming mutter. The issur, you're telling me, just don't use it now and use it later on. That's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That is what one of the terutzim of the Machzor Shekel says. Another teretz. So, I should have loved that. So, another teretz is the following. And that is, Moshe also loved this, because he also used to talk about this all the time. Chametz. Chametz is a famous question, whether chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why should chametz be a davar sheyesh lo matirin or a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because what is the point? It's a big machlokes. We paskin la halacha that chametz is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Now, what's a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why is chametz a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because it could be. In other words, it's. Why should I employ bittel? I'll wait till after Pesach and I'll be mutter after Pesach. So that's to be davar sheyesh lo matirin. But the problem is it really davar sheyesh lo matirin? But comes next Pesach and it's going to be usher again. So it's never really a full davar sheyesh lo matirin because it's going to become usher the next Pesach when Pesach comes around. So that's a big machlokas whether chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirin or not. Because in other words, you're right, it has a matirin, I can wait, but in the meantime, but it's going to be usher again next Pesach. So is it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Or it's not a full isser, but it's not a full heter either. Okay. So this is what he says. So the oil is the same thing. Let's see what he's saying here. So he says like this. So he says, in answering up this question, he says like this. In other words, the Mechaber did not want to, since we paskin that it's not really, by Chum, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So here also, it should not be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Therefore, and that's why, if it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that's why if it falls in, it's batal. Because it's not really davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it's not really, the Chanukah oil is, in other words, yes, it's mutter, in other words, but it becomes usher. It's not a full davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it's not a complete heter, because it's going to come next Chanukah and it's going to become usher again. That's what I'm saying. The first thing we said, why it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it didn't become mutter. In other words, the isser always remained. It's just after what that isser never. The first thing we said was that when it comes next Hanukkah, it was always mutter. That's not what you could have a heter and lay it over for next Hanukkah, because we said that it was always mutter for Hanukkah. That issur never changed. It's just not Hanukkah anymore. It's now what we're saying that a new thing is that something which is sometimes mutter, sometimes also, that's not called love shesh matirin, and that's why it's bottle. So why is it then? Why can't I add on to it already if it's not a love shesh matirin? The answer is because there are some people that do hold it to love shesh matirin. That it is considered love shesh matirin because the vila, in other words, when it's sometimes mutter, sometimes also, there are people that hold that it's love shesh matirin. Plus the fact that there are some people hold that. It is also to be marbe. So the Chabad says, don't rely on it. Don't rely on it. Because you have two reasons why not to rely on it. And the one is, on the one hand, is that it may be still a Dovah Shesha Matirin, because there are people like Chometz. There are, even though we pass Chometz is not a Dovah Shesha Matirin, because it's going to become Usher again. And number two is, there are some people who hold that you're not allowed to be Mevatel Issur D'Rabbanan. So even though the Mechaba holds that you can be Mevatel Issur D'Rabbanan, so the Mechaba did not want to use that sniff when it comes to Hilchas Chanukah. This is what the Machz HaShekel says in Tov Reish Ayin Zayin. I was going to show it inside, but I brought the Hilchas Pesach instead of the Hilchas Chanukah. While waiting for Rabbi Cohen, I just want to say one more thing. You what? It's not coming? Why? The last thing, another minute or two, and that is as follows. And this I saw from the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger says the following. And he also spoke about this. He loved this run. And there's a famous run that says that there are two reasons why there's a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin. Number one is, everybody knows, Rashi says, why is a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin so... Why should I employ Bittel when I can wait it out? The other story is that the reason why it's the reason another story why the Dovah Sheyesh Matirin is not going to be bottle is because it's other like this. The way they explain it is like this. Remember so clearly, Bittel needs a contrast. He used to say Bittel needs a contrast that needs is bottles. You have to. In other words, Heter has to be Vatel Isser. But here, if it's going to be Mutter again, so then it's no contrast, it's Heter Beheter. And if you have Heter Beheter, it's not Shaykh Bittel. Bittel means that the Heter overweighs the Isser, and it could do so. But if you have something which is going to become Mutter, so it's in both Heter. So Heter can't be Vatel Heter, they're both Mutter. There's no such thing. There's no such concept that Heter being Vatel Heter. Heter can be Vatel Isser. Heter cannot be Vatel Heter. So he wants to say the following. He says that when it comes to Bittel, the Rikki Vega says, you can employ the Svara of the Ran and say, you know why it's going to be not, you know, he said like this, the reason why over here by Ner Chanukah that you can't really call it Isser, in other words, no, you can't really call it, the reason why it is Bottle still, because, in other words, it's not considered really Heter beheter, because it's going to become usher again. In other words, it's going to become usher again when it comes. In other words, you have a heter over here. In other words, it's not heter beheter. The reason why it's bottle is because it's usher. It will become usher. You can't call it heter beheter just because you can use it again next Hanukkah, because there's still a time period that's going to be usher, namely in between the Hanukkah and the Hanukkah. So therefore, you have a snagdus here. You have a snagdus. You have the heter. And heter tikka oil, and you have oil which you can't really call it heter because you could use it next Hanukkah, because in between it's going to be usher. You have periods of isser and periods of heter, so therefore it cannot be completely called heter. And therefore, according to this run, you will say that it will become bottle, because again there is a time that it is going to be usher, namely in between this Hanukkah and next Hanukkah. So that's why, if you employ the reason of the run, that's why it will become bottle. But however, he says, but if you go the fee, the svara of ach tochlenu b'isse tochlenu b'heter, that to add on more, you can't do that. Because why should I employ bittel? Because ach tochlenu, why should I do that when I can wait it out? So the Difur Yishei is like this. It's, he uses both the Sfarim of the Ran and even though you really could ask, you should have the Sfarim by the Bittel, but he employs the Ran, and he says that according to the way the Ran's thinking, in this case, it should be Bittel, because it's not completely Hetter, because there are times that it's Usser as well. You can't call it Hetter completely, because there are times that it's Usser as well. However, but when it comes to the Sufik Drabbanon, even Dabbas Yisrael is so strict, even by a Sufik Drabbanon, the Chachamim will say, don't rely on Sufik Drabbanon. Wait it out. So here too, I cannot be Mevatel L'chatchila when I could have why should I employ Bittel? Why should I throw it in when I can wait it out and use it? And therefore, that's why you cannot add it on. I can wait till next Hanukkah to do so. That's why that answers the dichotomy, how it's possible that you're not allowed to throw it in, but at the same time it will be Bittel. I believe Moshe would agree, would love this, because I'm sure he's still hearing what we're saying now at the Shloshim. Again, he will sorely be missed by me, by everybody, but I have a special relationship with him, especially with Yodaya, and I just hope and wish that Moshe will help be a good veteran to be able to be marbe, his what he taught me I can spread to other people. And help me establish my life, that I'll be able to, in other words, to succeed, I'll be able to spread his Torah, maybe even open up your day of color one day in his name, or other things. I just hope he should help me. He should be a good director for everybody that came, and he should be, as he did in his lifetime, helping. I'm sure he's helping out people now. Yehi Zichro Baruch.
Oh, yes.